Well, I did say it would be short because it is 5:30.
And here are the latest RTL to Hate Today headlines. Police are appealing for assistance in tracking down a missing 15-year-old, Leah Sand, last seen on the Friday the 19th of June at 7 a.m. She was wearing a pink t-shirt, white Nike trainers and glasses, and is between 1.7 and 1.8 metres tall. Three of the five former officers accused of police violence against an individual in custody have been told they will serve fixed prison sentences and pay fines. MP Mark Gergen of the Pirate Party has suggested that primary schools should sit within the national remit, called for paid leave during heat waves, and welcomed the recent tripartite package. The death toll from Venezuela's devastating earthquakes has risen to at least 164, with 971 people injured, interim President Delcy Rodriguez said today. The U.S. Supreme Court has backed a Trump administration move to strip deportation protections from some 350,000 Haitians and 6,000 Syrians living in the United States. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Taking a look at the weather now, and there is a red heat warning in place until at least tomorrow night as we experience more sunshine and a current temperature of around 36 degrees, which could yet rise a little further.
The traffic info is brought to you by your Mazda partner in Luxembourg, Garage Dalchen in Attlebrook.
RTL Today traffic info.
5:32, a 15 to 20 minute delay on the A3 heading down south to the launch. What else did you expect, really? An 8 minute delay on the A4 between Sessanges and Pompierre, and a 25 minute congestion on the A1 between the cargo centre and Flaxweiler. That thing is roughly 3 kilometres long, by the way. Two speed checks that might still be active this evening. One in Niederanven on the Route de Trèves, the other one in Riesenhof on the N23. I hope you enjoy my weird Luxembourgish accent when I say Niederanven. Anyway, it's today.rtl.lu/mobility to stay up to date. Now time for the algorithm.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL, the heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
It's the algorithm now. This is The Cure with Just Like Heaven. If you like The Cure, we're going to show you three more bands, three more artists, three more tracks that you would probably enjoy too. It's not necessarily the most obvious candidates either, so just listen in.
Scream, she said, the one that makes me love, she said.
RTL Today Radio.
Well, for long-time listeners, this will be nothing new. I love playing The Cure and I love doing the algorithm. So the gist of the show is, I've said it a million times, I'll say it one more time. If you like The Cure, we're going to show you more of that good stuff. Pauline, by the way, sorry that you didn't win the tickets. I'm genuinely heartbroken, but I love the fact that you're tuning in, and I love the fact that you enjoy the tunes, really. So this might be your very first episode of The Algorithm, and literally, the point of this segment is musical discovery. We've actually got a guest host in today. I'm with JB here, and I've got Alina, who put together today's playlist. Hey. Could you give us a sneak Hello. Peek? What was your thinking going into putting together an episode of The Algo?
Well, you know, I just was very much thinking, okay, what can remind you of The Cure?
Yeah.
I think they're a band that's kind of hard to pin down. Like, they're obviously like seen as like a rock band.
Yeah.
And like English rock. But I feel like they've also had a couple of phases. Like, they've had like...
They did.
You know, they had some genres where they went from like gothic-y rock.
They were very gothic. Yeah. All the gothics in my school used to love them.
Yeah, that crazy. Yeah.
So cool.
Because I don't see them as that at all.
No.
And I feel like I see them more as like this dreamy, I don't know, almost just like more like softer in a way, like melodic kind of a vibe.
Yeah,
I don't really see them as like a gothic rock
band. I think people were put off because they were sort of gothic as well.
Yeah.
I think, because I used to go, because only the goths like them.
Yeah.
But their stuff is amazing.
Yeah, oh my God.
We were saying this earlier, people sometimes give Robert Smith, the frontman of The Cure, a bit of a hard time for looking the way he does. If you don't know what he looks like, he's got a mass of frazzled hair that goes in all directions, and he wears red lipstick, and he's got eyeliner, and he's always rocked that look. I think it's kind of really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, it's exactly who he is.
It's exactly, is that how he dressed 40 years ago, wasn't
it's
it?
It's how he dressed 40 years ago, and he's a middle-aged guy now, and he's just exactly who he is. I think it's really, really, really cool. Now, I think you kind of, when we picked the tunes, I think you got the concept immediately, because we're looking for sound of the bands, we're also looking for vibes, and we're also looking for something that's culturally relevant to, because the Cure are especially relevant again today. We'll get to that in a bit, but I think this first track you picked, Editors with Call It In. Editors coming to Luxembourg quite soon as well, aren't they?
February next year.
So if you like the sound of this, you can maybe look into seeing them live here in Luxembourg. Here they are, first and foremost. I think this is the sound pick. This sounds a fair bit like, you know, because it's hard to pin them down, but I knew exactly what you meant when you picked this. Here they are now. This is Editors with Call It In. After that, someone who, you know, we play a lot on the show, someone who's in the cultural headlines a lot. But more on that in a bit.
The Heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Today Radio.
Available on 93.3 FM
and DAB+.